Blackstone Audio presents One Virgin Too Many, a Marcus Didius Falco mystery by Lindsay Davis. This book is read by Simon Preble. Rome, the 27th of May to the 7th of June, A.D. 74. Chapter 1. I had just come home after telling my favourite sister that her husband had been eaten by a lion. I was in no mood for greeting a new client. Some informers might welcome any chance to flourish their schedule of charges. I wanted silence, darkness, oblivion. Not much hope, since we were on the Aventine Hill in the noisiest hour of a warm May evening, with all Rome opening up for commerce and connivance. Well, if I couldn't expect peace, at least I deserved a drink. But the child was waiting for me outside my apartment halfway down Fountain Court, and as soon as I spotted her on the balcony, I guessed that refreshments would have to wait. My girlfriend, Helena, was always suspicious of anything too pretty that arrived in a very short tunic. Had she made the would-be customer wait outside, or had the smart little girl taken one look at our apartment and refused to venture indoors? She was probably linked to the luxurious carrying chair with a Medusa boss on its smoothly painted half-door that was parked below the balcony. Our meagre home might strike her as highly undesirable. I hated it myself. On what passed for a portico, she had found herself the stool that I used for watching the world go by. As I came up the worn steps from the alley, my first acquaintance was with a pair of petite, well-manicured white feet in gold-strapped sandals.